Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Faith Focused Fitness Blog Talk Radio. We're on daily, we're on Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to noon. I'm super excited. I've been having some new guests on the radio, so I'm so super excited. But I'm going to go through some announcements right quick first before we get started. If you're looking for any advertisement, promotion, commercials, radio interviews, or radio spins, This is a perfect platform. It's a global platform. We have people in Ghana, Morocco, India, Nigeria, Trinidad, Europe, South America, and North America. So I'm super excited. I've been seeing some new countries that's being added on. So I'm just super excited to finally be building my own platform and not building for anyone else. So that's the super exciting part about it. So I have a special guest on the line. Let me just click her in right quick. I have Ms. Iva Forster. She's a gospel singer. Ms. Iva, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, great morning. Great morning.
Yeah, same to you.
I'm just so super excited. I'm going to be honest with you. I just recently heard about you. And when I heard your music, I was like, wow, beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
So I was like, I definitely want to, you know, make sure I play some of her music on my station. I thought it was so beautiful.
Awesome.
So, Ms. Iva, tell me where you're from.
Well, I'm originally from Palestine, Texas, a little bitty town on the east side of Texas. Born
okay.
and raised there. I now reside in Clarksville, Tennessee, though.
Okay.
So Clarksville is home for me now.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what big city is that's near in Texas? Because I've never been to Texas. I'm on my way one day, but I haven't been there yet.
Yeah. Okay. I say the largest city next to it is probably Dallas, Texas.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually going to be making a trip soon that way, so that's why I was like, okay, let me see what's part.
Okay.
So how long have you been in Tennessee?
Well, I've been here for about 20 years now.
Yeah.
So Tennessee is kind of home, too, yeah.
Well, yep, that's definitely home if you've been there for 20 years.
Yeah, it is.
So a little bit about Ms. Iva. She's a unique, as we can all see, a unique, powerful. She have a unique, powerful sound to her voice. Was penned as the queen of neo soul gossip, and usually she grabs the attention of both the young and the old. Her debut album, Only God Is Transforming Lives from Generation to Generation. And I can definitely hear that in your voice.
Oh, thank you.
So tell me a little bit. Tell me a little bit. Yes, ma'am. Definitely. I wish I could sing. I tell people, they say, they tell me that I sound pretty good when I sing. I say, yeah, I feel like I only can sing good in the shower. That's the only place.
That's how I sing. I understand. Man.
So, Ms. Iva, are you married and do you have children?
I am. I'm married. I have, we have a blended family, so we have 9 children together.
And oh, that's
all
awesome.
Grown, praise God. Mm-hmm. Look, they're all grown, praise the Lord. So.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I have grandbabies. Yeah, this has been a great, just a great journey. So.
Oh, wow. That sounds beautiful to have a big. I had a big family also. We had 10 kids. My mom had adopted.
Ooh.
She adopted 7 boys, and then she had 3 of her own. So we had a big family.
That's good. Yeah,
So I know things was kind of busy around your house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about yourself as far as, when did you start singing?
Well,
how old were you?
Well, I was probably around 4. I kind of get mixed up in the ages, but, you know, my father was a pastor and, you know, we had our own church. And so it was 8 of us growing up. So we were the choir.
Wow.
Some of the siblings, you know, didn't care for it so much. But at that age, I just fell in love with the whole, you know, art of singing. And it just kind of grew from there. So I'm going to say probably around the age of 4. It could have been younger than that. But that's when I just really started out. Yeah, in the church, singing in the choir. with my family.
Okay. When did you notice that that you had that gift? That you had the gift? Like, what? Because, you know, sometimes people go through different transitional periods. So when did you notice that?
I think I was around maybe 10. At the time, my grandfather, he was also a pastor, and he would always speak into my life. You know, he would always prophesy, you know, I see you singing. And so I was just crazy enough to believe it, you know. So I started just kind of listening to different songs and mimicking different singers. I love Vanessa Bell Armstrong at the time. And I would just play her music over and over and over. But I think I was probably at the age of 10 when I just really noticed that, wow, you do have something different. People would always say it as a little girl, you know, we have company over, you know, mama would call me up, you know, come on, Iva, let's sing a song. So she would play the piano, and she didn't do that for my other siblings. So I kind of knew it was something different, you know, then, and it just kind of grew. It just grew from there. Yeah.
Wow. So, that's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. So when did you start getting into the actual music industry?
I started probably at 16. I did my first little R&B song. You know, I was excited. I knew it that I was always a writer. I love to write and just jot my feelings down, and I'm always making tunes in my head. So a friend of mine and myself, we got together and just recorded our first little R&B. It was about some boy. I don't even remember. You know, back then. You're saying, you know, you're trying to win them over. So
right.
That's where it started.
Wow.
From that moment. And I just fell in love with the whole art of music. You know, it transcends. I mean, it could change your mood. And it just is very powerful. It's a very powerful tool. And I learned that then, because I'm like, if I'm feeling down, I would pop on a song. And I just realized, wow, you know, you can listen to something. It can get you in your feelings. It can get you out of your feelings, you know.
Right.
And so I learned the art of it, I guess, back then in my early teens. I learned the art of music. I just fell in love with it. Yeah.
Wow. Have you ever sung with any celebrities?
Never sung with a celebrity. I did open for Keith Wonderboy Johnson. It was back in the 90s. So that was my first experience. Well, I would take the back. Well, I never sang. I did open for Fred Hammond back. I was with a couple of other singers, though. We did like a trio. That was back in the late 90s. So I'm yet, you know, waiting on that opportunity to grace the stage with one of them, with somebody.
Oh.
But
I was going to say, it's time to join. Yeah, I was going to say, it's time to collaborate or something. I mean, because you have an amazing and beautiful voice.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to look into that. Look, I'm going to look into that. that would be great. It would be a great experience, I'm sure. Yeah.
So the CD that you have out now, did you write and produce that?
Yes. I do the majority of my writing.
Okay.
There may be a couple of songs on the CD that you know, one is we revised it from an old school song, and then another lady, she wrote another. But other than that, yeah, I do all of I love writing. That is part of my gift, I guess, and as well as my ministry, because I can kind of, you know, I want people to relate, you know, and there are a lot of people out there. Sometimes we feel like we're the only ones, but there's a lot of people out there going through the same thing. And so I like to get my music out there to those people, and, you know, so it can just bring encouragement to them. So, I do a lot of my writing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, you know, as I, you know, work in this industry, I know that a lot of people write or sing through pain. But then some people sing and write through happiness. What started you with writing?
I think it was pain for me. It was pain for me. That was when you're in ministry, it's hard. Let me see. It's hard to be transparent, you know. And so I'm a very transparent person. I believe that my story can heal. It can, you know, it's definitely relatable. But a lot of times in ministry, you know, you don't hear that side. You know, people just for some reason want others to feel like they've just automatically arrived, you know, like
right,
we don't go
right.
through stuff. And we go through just like the next person. It's like, it's your testimony, you know, that would get that other person through, you know, their trial. So, yeah, I also write, you know, in my happy places, but I like for people to know, you know, we don't always have it all together. You know, this is a journey,
right.
you know, and we're helpers one to another. You know, I maybe have a down day. Don't mean I'm not saved, but I can have that down day and I'm okay with it, you know, and you can be okay with having your down day. You know, tomorrow may be a different day, you know. Joy does come in the morning. So we all are going through, as long as we're living, as long as we're on this earth, we're going to be going through. We're going to be either in the valley or on the mountaintop. We're going to be on one or the other. So
yes,
I like
ma'am.
Just to, you know, relate. You know, I think that's what it's more about, you know, just letting somebody know, hey, I've been there or I'm in it, you know, but we can definitely make it out together. So that's the purpose of my writing.
I love it. I love it. That's one of the reasons why I started working with my radio station, because I knew that I had a story to tell, and I wanted one day to tell my story. And I just found myself always connecting with authors or singer or songwriters. And so I said, I'm going to share my story one day. And actually, one of the ladies I just did a actual phone interview with before I got on the radio with you. And she said, yeah, I coach and I train people, you know, to write their story. And I said, you know what? One day I'm going to do it. But that's why I love it. That's why I love, I started some women groups, and I just love it, you know, the women sharing their stories and helping each other through some of our pains and struggles. So I love it that your music does the same things to others. So that's what I liked about that.
Yes, that's a good stuff.
Yes, ma'am. So, so let me ask you. I mean, since you know, you said you like to be transparent. What, if you don't mind sharing, a story or two of some of your pain that you know inspired you to start trying to make a change to help other people?
Well, being raised in church, you know, I was raised, brought up Pentecostal, so very strict, you know what I'm saying? So didn't really understand a lot. You really don't understand when you're in it. But I've experienced so much pain in the church. You know, there's a lot of church hurt that people experience, and they don't talk about it. And so for me, I talk about it, you know, and in my talking about it, you know, I realize a lot of people don't want to step foot back in the church because of issues and things that have happened to them. And so God allowed me to go through some very horrific experience there. And if I didn't have that strength, you know, if I didn't have if I didn't have the Holy Ghost inside me, just helping me, I probably wouldn't be, you know, where I am today. I probably wouldn't even be believing in God. And I've met so many people that are in those places that they just have lost faith, you know. And I have to, you know, help them understand it's not the church, it's people. You know, people hurt people, hurt people, you know. So they just happen to be in the church. So we kind of look at it and, wow, I got hurt in church. So it's the whole church realm, you know. I ain't stepping foot back in the church, you know. But, man, and I feel, you know, I've learned to even have compassion on the ones that did hurt me, because they were hurting, you know. And a lot of times as humans, we lash out, we do crazy stuff. And just because of you in the church, it doesn't make you no different than the next person. So we have to take that clout off of the church world. You know, they're human beings too. So I had to get to that place. I ain't always been there.
But
it helped me to relate to the ones, you know, that are yet trying to heal, you know, from those experiences. So definitely church hurt. You know, I've been in bad, you know, situations in my, you know, I'm in my third marriage. You know, I'm very open about that, you know, not hearing from God, listening to other people, you know, telling me this is the one. And then I end up in a horrible situation. So, and it took God to get me out of the situation. So it's like, man, I'm teaching people, you know, definitely learn the voice of God for yourself, you know, just because their relationship may be different than yours with the Lord don't mean you don't have one, you know what I'm saying? And God will speak to your heart, you know. So I had to learn that as well. And I share that a lot, you know, because there are a lot of people looking for spouses and mates, and it's like it's important that you feel that in your heart, you know. Don't allow another person to basically hook you up and say it's the Lord, you know for yourself.
Right.
And so, because when you don't hear the voice of God, and God, he tells us things for a reason, you know, it's not that he doesn't want us happy. God, he knows, he sees way farther than what our eyes can see. And so he kind of warns us, and sometimes we don't listen because we're, you know, we want what we want. And we end up having to pay horribly. So God is like, I'm like, just hear God and be okay with his no. You know, be okay with that. And because he has a reason behind his no. He got a big yes for you up the road, but you got to get there to get it.
Ma'am.
You know, if you keep stopping because of something that you want, you know, and he's telling you not to do it, then you got to accept the consequences that come with it. Because he loves us so much, and he wants the best for us, all of us.
Yes.
So we just have to
ma'am.
Realize that, you know. Yes.
It's funny that you say that because
sure.
Sometimes I have a show on Thursdays, and it's called Black Eye Thursday. And
wow.
Black Eye Thursday is about the things that God have been telling us to do, and we basically had to give our own self a black eye in order to sit down and listen to them. So I have people share their story, their black eye story. Because, you know, God already had, he already had things put in place and planned for us before we even was planted our feet on this soil. And
that's
so it's just
right.
about, you know, just trying to do the right things. And, yeah, sometimes we fight ourselves and we fight God, too, to not do the
right
thing. So that's why, you know, people laugh about the name of the show, but, I'm like, yes, it's Black Eye Thursday.
Black Eye Thursday, I love it.
I brought it up because one of my friends, she actually was taught the same thing. She, you know, other people was telling me, she said the same thing to me too, basically word for word, but it was something about the message, the deliverance that she gave to me. And I really felt like I had a black eye. That's why I named it Black Eye Thursday, because she talked to me on a Thursday.
Wow.
So,
I love it.
But so yeah, and I'm gonna be transparent myself. I grew up in the church myself, and I did let some things that other people, some people in the church or some people outside the church, kept, you know, keep me from going to church. And so it's just a mindset thing to know that, you know, when you go there, you're really going there for the word and not for the people, if that makes sense.
That's right.
And
that's definitely.
Yes, ma'am. Well, what I want to do right quick is I want to take a quick break. I want to play your other song. The first song was called Amazing. And I want to play your next song that's called No Weapon. And we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to play that song, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right.
You thought you weighed me down, you thought you had me leveled to the ground. My life was such a mess, I was so depressed, didn't think that I was truly blessed. I once was blind, but now I see. It took the Lord to rescue me out of all of the pain, out of all of my shame. I've been changed in Jesus. You can't.
I love it. I love it. I love it. That was so awesome.
Thank you.
I promise you, last night I listened to your music at least 3 times before I went to bed. I was like, wow, that voice.
Thank you so much.
So, you know, when your manager has sent me your information over, he sent me a picture. I don't know if that's the cover of your CD. And it has a bunch of words and depression and hate
yes.
and sickness and bullying, death
yes.
and drugs and poverty.
Yes.
And so I was like, wow. It just say a whole
yeah.
lot. It says a million things to me.
Yes.
Where
yeah.
So who did you come up with this cover, or, I mean, what made you come up with this cover right here? The picture
I wanted to be, you know, the song is like, you know, I'm telling the enemy, you know, this. I could talk about this forever, but, you know, I have experienced just so much, you know, just in my life in general, and it's like I have the victory, I've overcome everything, but it's like, you know, that weapon that you formed, it didn't work, you know, because I had been through all of that stuff. And so I'm
mm-hmm.
like I said, I don't mind telling my story, you know, because I know, guess what, I made it through it. I don't look like what I've been through, you know, but
mm-hmm.
I'm here today, you know, because that weapon that was formed, it didn't work, you know. I had folks praying. I had a praying mom. I had a praying pawpaw. You know, a praying father, and it's like everything, you know, the enemy would have loved to have sift me as wheat, you know, he would have loved to destroy me. I had children starting at 17, you know, I was bullied in school, it was so much, and I just wanted to get that message out, like, baby, it didn't work, because
right.
when you, for the ones who have known my story, and they see me today, they're just like, is that so bad? Yes, honey.
Right.
So it's just a beautiful thing. You know, I'm like, man, God is awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, all of that. I wanted all of that portrayed. I have a wonderful designer. She's a graphic artist. She is phenomenal. And so we basically just told her, hey, this is what I want. You know, I took the
mm-hmm.
picture with the sword, like you had the sword of the spirit, like a symbolization
yeah,
of that. And the word of God, like, honey, it cuts to and fro. And
right.
So, through the word of God, you know, we maintain, you know what I'm saying? We have the victory through him, through the word. You know, if we take that word and apply that word. And I had originally had it with a stack of Bibles, you know, and my manager and I, he was conflicting about that. I'm like, babe, I'm standing on the word, you know. But
mm-hmm.
we ended up agreeing upon that one. It just says a lot, you know, it says a lot. And so somebody can take one of that, you know, one word, maybe you have a few of those words you can definitely relate to. But in all of that, you know, that weapon, whatever that thing is, you know, it won't work. It won't prosper. You're still going to come out with the victory.
Oh,
so.
My God.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, when I first opened up the email, I was like, wow. And I was just like, that's all I needed to see.
Yeah,
wow.
That's awesome.
It definitely says a lot, and it's a very powerful statement without you even speaking.
Wow. Awesome.
Awesome. So tell me,
thank you.
What is your vision? You know, what is your vision when it comes to your music and your mission? What is it that you want people to get to know and know about you, and relate to your music?
I love on people. I love on people right where they are. You know, I have learned to just embrace that about me. You know, so my vision, you know, I'm spreading love. I'm spreading the love through Jesus, but I'm human. You know, I come to you just
yeah.
as you are. You know, just as Jesus, he accepted us as we were. I'm the same. I'm like, don't put on a facade for me. Just be you. I'm going to love you right
yeah.
there. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to show you the love of God right there. So my mission is just to go out, you know, I mean, go out throughout the world, and that's, you know, that's our commission too. You know, we go out, you know, the Bible tells us to go out in the highways and the byways and compel them. And so that's what my mission is. You know, God has placed that in me years ago. I have a passion for just a compassion for people in general, but hurting people, women, you know, young people. I went through as a young child. It started with me with molestation as a young girl, even being brought up in a Pentecostal home. It wasn't nobody in the home, but you got to be careful of who you allow around your children. So people are broken from that. People don't discuss that kind of stuff. I do, because it brings healing for me, you know.
Right.
And so I reach people where they are. You know, so my goal, if God send me to Africa, he send me to Canada, he send me to the UK, he send me to Brazil, I'm going, because the people are there. They're the same here. They need the Lord too, you know, and they want to feel that they're not in this stuff, you know, in this by themselves, you know. God do have, he's placed people around the globe, you know, that reach out. It's missionary work, you know, get out there and reach the lost, man, and bring them in through love, you know, not through condemnation. But just love and compassion. So that's my goal.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. So are you on tour?
Well, we just got back from London last month. Right now I'm back in the studio finishing up the second, my sophomore album, and in the process, you know, I'm still going different places to minister. I'll be heading to Texas next month, and to Palestine, Texas, actually. And I'll be back in Atlanta area to finish up some more work there. So, yeah, right now, you know, we're starting back up, you know, the first of the year. We're going to get back out there again. So,
all right,
yeah, my goal right
all
now,
right.
I'm trying to finish up this. Yeah, I got to finish this up before the first of the year. So we're going to take off going again. I love to travel. I didn't know I would love it as much as I do. But,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'll definitely be doing a lot of traveling.
Well, you know what I like? What you just said, and you didn't even realize you said it. When you caught yourself saying, I'm trying, but then you turned around just that fast and said, I'm going to do it. I like that.
Yes.
We have so many people saying they're trying, and it's like, no, if we do it, it'll get done.
That's right. Yes.
So let me ask you, so what other places did you, when you were on your tour, what other places did you go to?
Well, we've Detroit, like I said, Atlanta, North Carolina, Jackson, Tennessee, of course, to stay in the Tennessee area. It's not a specific area, you know. I say wherever the door is open, wherever God leads, and when the door is open, we just go, you know. A lot in Detroit. I'll be back there again first of the year. So there's just a lot of hungry people out there, you know, just all over. I can't reach them all,
ma'am.
But I can help.
Right,
I can do my
right.
part, you know. So that's what we're doing. We're doing our part.
So we'll get this battle won. I know that's right. So where do you see yourself in the next 5 or 10 years? Like, what, you know, What is your future plan as far as with your music, or what is it that you want to do? What other things do you want to do to kind of help?
Yeah, I mean, I see myself continue my ministry, going abroad. I'd love to evangelize as well. But like, I have a passion also for the youth, you know. I love mentoring. So I see myself just really building that arena as far as like with the youth, because man, when I look back over my life, even though I had, like I said, it was 8 of us. So I was always, I'm the middle child. And sometimes you can kind of get lost in that when it's a lot of kids, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, I just feel like if I had that right person to come speak life into me, I feel like my path would have been a little different, you know? I thank God for the path that he allowed me to take, you know, but some things could have been avoided. And so for me, my goal is I love working with young people. I love pouring into them and allowing them to see that gift, because you can kind of tell when they're little. Like they come to me, you know, I'm very transparent and brutally honest. So sometimes they'll bring them and I'm like, you know, maybe God called them to do something else. But you got to have that, you know, I believe in speaking truth to them, you know, speaking life to them, you know, put them in the place where their gift is, you know, your gift will make room, but you got to make sure you're doing the right, you know, sometimes parents, you know, We can be guilty of that. We want our children to do certain things because we kind of push them, not necessarily the thing that God would have for them to do. So,
right.
Especially when you're trying to, when you wanted to make it a career or something like that, or that's just your passion. But yeah, I look to be definitely continuing and growing my mentorship program, and just putting those young people on the right path to success, you know, in any area of their lives. So yeah, I look to be doing that, and as well as doing my ministry. Like, I'll probably do that until I can't open my mouth. But As long as the Lord allows, yeah, we're gonna stay busy for the kingdom. I love kingdom work. It's all about the kingdom, you know.
Yes,
not necessarily those four walls, you know. We want to step outside of those four walls because, you know, everybody's saved inside the four walls. So
yes,
we want to see what's going on outside of those four walls and reach those, you know, the ones that really need it. So yeah, I like to be busy.
Help some of those people that left get back in there and keep on fighting, and that's what it's about. Keep fighting.
Yeah, that's right.
Like I said, it's sometimes it's so easy, even though we'll have the devil in one ear and God in the other ear, sometimes it's so easy for people to fall weak, to follow what the devil says. And so
yes,
it's
Lord.
Good to have some people that's really have their heart and soul and want to share the right information with people. So,
like I said,
the devil was pulling me out. That's why I said I had to work on that. So tell me how people can get in contact with you and, you know, some of your music. I mean, so they can, you know, buy some of your music, listen to some of your music.
Yes, I'm on all of the social media platforms. I'm doing better with actually engaging because, you're kind of taught to do things behind the scenes. So everybody's like, you got to get out there. People got to see you doing stuff before, but like, you're always behind the scenes. So I'm learning now to get out there. So I do a lot of social media. I'm on it. I have a Facebook fan page. I have Instagram and Twitter. You can find everything under Iva Foster Music. There is also, I have a website, which is www.iamladyiva.com, and you can see a lot of my footage and stuff there. All of the social media. You can Google, if you Google Iva Foster Music, you can, it'll kind of show up as far as like all of the sites and the digital networks and stuff like that my music is on. So I look forward to the fellowship, and yeah, just come on. If you want to leave a message or something, if you need prayer, you know, just go to my website and, you know, just put that in there. Just send me an inbox or whatever. And yeah, I'm very accessible. Yeah.
Wow. Now, your fan page on Facebook, is that under your name?
Yeah, it's actually
Iva
Foster Pace. No, it's Iva Foster Pace fan page. Yeah, everything is pretty much Iva Foster first, and then, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to make sure I add you to my page.
Okay.
But I did pull up some of your information last night, and I was like, wow, okay. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. I said I definitely want to listen to some more of your music and play some more of your music on my station. So,
thank you so kindly. I appreciate that.
Now, I always ask people this same question.
Mm-hmm.
We're on a global platform, and if you could say anything to the world, what would Miss Iva Foster say to the world? What comes to your heart? What would you want to share with the world?
Don't give up. Don't give up. So many people are giving up. You know, a lot of suicides going on in the land globally because people are just giving up. They don't want to fight anymore. And so my message would be, please don't give up. You know, there is always tomorrow. Tomorrow will be a brighter day. You got to hold on to your faith and just don't give up. If I gave up, man, there's a lot of times I wanted to give up. You know, we go through those valleys. You know, those trials can hit pretty hard sometimes, you know, and you feel like there's just no way out. There's no hope. There's no way out. But I promise you, there is hope, you know. Just don't allow yourself to give up. Yeah.
Wow, and that's so very true because it's so crazy. It's people that they're younger and younger that's given up. And I actually did a show last week or the week before, Stop the Bully campaign. And the young lady, the McKenzie Foundation, she started the foundation because her niece had committed suicide at 9 years old. And because she's being bullied, and it's just really sad that it's so much depression out there, and people just they don't have anywhere to turn to, and the people that they do turn to are the people, the wrong people to turn to, instead of turning to God.
Yes,
and so,
that's so true. it breaks my heart when I hear about that. It's like, God, just don't give up. Just hold on, you know. We don't lose our faith, and I understand you. I understand the process. It can be challenging. And I'm like, if we could just reach those ones before they throw in the towel, before they give up, you know, just they could just hear that word, you know. Sometimes it just takes that word, and we gotta be open, and we have to be spiritually connected to see that these things are taking place, because we could. They could be right in our presence, and we don't know. If you're not praying and you're not just really, you know, in tune or have that, like, I call it keen sense of intuition, like, we miss it. You know, we are missing it every time. And it's like God is calling for us. Like, I feel like we're the ones that God equipped, you know, to be out there. But you got to be in tune. So they all around us, you know, we just don't know. I know I'm one. I would smile all the time. And be just so broken inside, you know, and nobody saw it because I smiled all the time. But it's like, man, it just takes that person to just be in tune in the spirit, you know, to know what's going on with the next person. So I try to be that, you know, I try to be that for other people, man. Like, just don't give up. Hang on in there. It's some better days are coming. They coming. Just gotta hold on,
ma'am.
You know.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm gonna be one of them transparent people too, because I have plenty of days that I was smiling when I didn't feel like it, but I kept on moving, and so, and that's the important thing: to keep on moving and keep praying to God and keeping faith that He's gonna make help you make it through it. But you have to trust and believe in Him more than you trust and believe whatever it is that's bothering you.
That's right. He's greater than that. He's greater than those trials and those storms that we face. He's greater. Yeah, I do a lot of my songs. Like if I'm in a particular place in my life, man, I write. I may be writing where I'm at, but I know that and I'm speaking to myself, you know, a lot of times when I'm writing, like, girl, like, you're going to get out of this. There is a way out, you know, and so that's how I write, you know. If I'm going through something, I'm like, because I do know that there is hope, you know, even in spite of, you know. I have a song that's going to be coming out, Working for Your Good. It's on the next CD. That we're working on now, and that song to me, it still ministers to me, you know. Even though I wrote it for everyone, but I'm like, that song ministers to me first, you know. I still pull it up and listen to it, like, God, like, everything that I went through, it was working for my good, you know. It didn't seem like it was good. I thought it was gonna kill me, to be perfectly honest, but. You know, it worked for my good. And so they have to realize that too. It's not to destroy you, it's to make you strong, you know, and you're going to be able to help somebody along the way. You know, once you, you know, get the victory over what you're going through, there's going to be somebody else that God's going to place in your path, and you're going to have to be able to reach out and help that person. So, yeah, we're all helpers one to another. Yeah.
Well, I can see through your music that it's going to help a lot of people, and I'm sure it has helped a lot of people.
Just
by me just listening to it, I was like, wow. All I could say is wow.
Wow, thank you so much.
Yeah,
that means a lot.
I am so happy that I had the opportunity to have you on my show.
Thank you, me too. I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much.
I'm looking forward to hearing some more of your music and sharing some more of your music. And connecting with you more, and even, you know, it would be nice to even have you one day help and minister some of the women that's in my women's group. Because a lot of them,
yeah,
you know, broken, and they, you know, some of them listening right now.
Wow.
But it's a lot,
yeah,
of broken,
yeah,
women out there, and that's what I want to do. I want to help some broken women, and while help fix myself at the same time. Because,
amen.
I mean,
that's right.
I would never say I'm perfect, because I'm not.
Amen. Me too. My God. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Well, it was a pleasure having you on my show, and I'm gonna close the show out with playing both of your songs again before we leave, and I'm looking forward to having you back on my show again once you bring out your next CD, and
okay,
and help you share that also.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have a great day, and I'm a player, No Weapon, and Amazing Again. I want to hear them again. But
okay.
I appreciate you coming on Faith Focus Fitness Blog Talk Radio Show.
Thank you so much for having me. You have a blessed day.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
Died on the cross so that I can be free. I'm not the same because of your grace. You are amazing. You are amazing.
You are amazing.
I am.
This Ira Foster. Ira Foster, so amazing.
You weighed me down, you thought you had me level to the ground. My life was such a mess, I was so depressed. Didn't think that I was truly blessed. I once was blind, but now I see. It took the Lord to rescue me out of all of the pain.